Well, in that house, then, as a child, you started either singing or playing or doing something.
I started listening. I'll go back and say Phyllis and I were married December 28th, 1953. We were teenagers and we're still married. I don't know what that means about either one of us, but we are. But anyway, my daddy had very little to do with me growing up. I always wondered, why is it that my parents don't like me? I won't go through all of this, but shortly before my daddy died, he died in 1957. On our fourth wedding anniversary, he dropped dead from a heart attack. And 3 months earlier, he said, I have been wrong about you. I want to teach you the furniture business. Because my brother had been it. My brother was working at the furniture store, and when he was in high school, it was known he was getting it. But we had just moved back to go in business. He was going to teach me, and he dropped dead. So I wound up, my mother-in-law helped, Phyllis's mother helped this, wound up selling life insurance in Ardmore. And I was not a natural-born life insurance salesman, I'll put it that way. But when my daddy said, I've been wrong about you, you're more like I am than I ever thought. I always wondered, and he said, I want to teach you the furniture business. And he gave to me some old family items from his father who had fought in the Civil War. I should say that my old grandma used to get a Texas Civil War veterans check every month from Texas.
Let's just talk about the furniture store. We didn't establish that. Your father started one when he came to Ada.
Well, he came at the age of 19. He worked around different things. Actually, he was a life insurance salesman for a short time, the same company I went to work for. But he was a Decentral Teachers College. Now, East Central University is in Ada. Started in 1909 and 10. Many of the regional schools did. And the war hit. My daddy was a tremendous entertainer. He worked in minstrel shows and all sorts of things. So he just made Ada his home. His mother, his brother, sisters, everyone was there. The war hit, and he was drafted into World War I and got flu. He was one of those with the flu and wound up not able to go overseas but survived the flu. I think he was in hospitals down in Florida somewhere ready to be shipped over. But then he's back in Ada. And I'm not sure of the year, but people used to come in the furniture store and they'd say, is Professor Logsdon here? And I found out they were talking about my daddy. Yeah, he's back there. I finally got the story that he was known as being one who could take care of himself. I guess that's the best way. He was respected.
He knew how to take care of himself.
Oh, yes. He told me that the president of East Central, and this would have been 1919, 1920, somewhere in there, called him in and said, Guy, there's a school east of here, a very small school between Ada and Allen, a little rural area, and they've been having trouble, can't keep a teacher. Would you go over? We'll give you a teaching certificate if you'll go over and take care of it. So he said, okay. These are stories he told me. In those days, the rural teachers often had to spend, say, a week with one family. They moved from family to family. He said he was in one situation where they only had one bed, and he had to sleep with the husband. The wife and all of the kids slept on the floor. Same room and all. I said, why don't you like raisins? He said, because that man every night had a big box of raisins under the bed, would reach under, grab a handful and say, Professor Logsdon, would you like some raisins? He said, I just don't like raisins. But anyway, his story is that he kept a student in after school, problem student. Next day, the father and a brother came and said, if you keep my son in after school again, I'm going to come back and take care of you. My daddy said, I just reached down my pocket, pulled my knife out, and said, why wait? Said, they left, and I never had any more problems at that school. Now, my daddy was not a big man. He was about 5'7", probably 130 pounds. But he was a tremendous dancer, a tremendous entertainer, and one hell of a salesman. The store, I think it was 1923, he and another brother got the money and bought an old store in Ada. And they called it Logsdon Brothers Furniture. But my uncle was an alcoholic. And eventually my daddy had to buy it out and say, this is just Logsdon Furniture. Just to show a little of my daddy's ability, every year in January, I think it was, he'd go to Chicago to the National Furniture Market. This man, after he died many years later, said, oh, I knew your daddy. He said, I remember up there in Chicago, this man was having a tremendous time selling coffee tables. No one was buying them. And said, your daddy walked by and said, having a good business? Said he had had a drink or two, maybe. Nah, he said, wait a minute, and I'll sell them for you. And said, your daddy got up on that and started dancing. You know, the Fred Astaire type. He'd make Fred Astaire look like an amateur. People gathered around, said that man sold more coffee tables. Your daddy, he was a tremendous salesman and entertainer. When it comes to music, people came to our house for music, and it was my daddy. But my oldest sister was also talented, but my middle sister was a fiddle player, played for my daddy. My next sister, the one 4 years older than I, played the piano, and she now plays about 9 instruments. I'm proud to say that in high school they wanted her to play American in Paris. Well, she couldn't read music. Everything she did was by ear. She went down, bought the old 78 disc of American in Paris, took it home, and I remember listening 2 or 3 times, and she goes back and plays it. She also was the pianist for the high school choir. All they'd have to do is hum the tune, and then she could play it. But that was the family. And then my brother played the mandolin. Ada was a Baptist town. You did not dance in Ada. And Sunday, all businesses were closed, and one theater was allowed to open after 6 o'clock on Sunday night. People would come out to our house outside of town for music, and there might even be a few who danced together. But anyway, back to my situation. My daddy had already told me, you're more like I am than I ever thought. And then he died before I could explain it.